Indiana Bible College is committed to training tomorrow's apostolic leaders today. This is the Indiana Bible College podcast. Today on the IBC podcast, we sit down with Dr. Lyndall Anderson via a Zoom meeting. Thanks, COVID-19. And we talk about the latest IBC album, Victory. This project is available right now for digital download at voicevision.com. We'll drop that link in the show notes. On April 25th, 2020, the double CD set will be in Indianapolis and available for purchase. On May 1st, 2020, you will see that album release on Apple Music. Then June 1st, 2020, Victory hits YouTube, Spotify, and other streaming services. Real quick, before we get into this episode, why haven't you enrolled for IBC? No, really. Take a moment and answer the question. Why have you not enrolled at Indiana Bible College? I'll wait. If your answer had anything to do with affordability or location or time commitment required, you do not have a reason to not attend Indiana Bible College. The new distance learning program is 100% online, 100% self-paced, and 100% affordable. It's a 100% perfect way to continue your education. Earn a bachelor's degree, a certificate, or enroll in concurrent studies as you complete your high school diploma. Ready to sign up now? Or maybe just research the possibility of enrolling. Visit www.ibcdl.com. Today, our discussion with Dr. Lyndall Anderson about Victory will give you a behind-the-scenes look at this double CD disc project. We talk about some favorite songs, both covers and originals, what goes into making an album, and more on today's IBC podcast episode. Enjoy. Dr. Lyndall Anderson has been the minister of music at Calvary Tabernacle and dean of worship studies at Indiana Bible College for 25 years. During that time, he's produced over 20 IBC recordings, and they have been listened to and enjoyed across Pentecost and even beyond our Oneness Pentecostal movement. And Dr. Anderson, we could go on with your resume, but it is such a tremendous thing to have someone of your caliber, both on staff at Indiana Bible College, having done everything you have accomplished for the apostolic music scene. So we're so thankful that you're both with us on staff, but also with us here today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here with you.
Absolutely. So Victory is, of course, going to be a topic of conversation here, which is the album title for Indiana Bible College's new album. And what record number is this?
So this is the 21st IBC live recording since I've been here.
Okay.
We've, of course, done several other IBC praise and instrumental recordings and bluegrass and other
things. Absolutely.
But 21 live recordings.
21 live recordings. I can actually, you may not remember this, I was a freshman at Indiana Bible College many moons ago, and you raised the question in a music theory class or something like that, how many of you would be interested in doing a live recording
every year. You were kind of polling students. And it was, I think it was that year, actually, my freshman year, that you started an annual live recording 15 years ago. So that is pretty cool. So
it turned out that the live recording has so many positive aspects. The obvious is that it's a recording that goes out and ministers to people, but some that may not know behind the scenes is the educational value for our students, as well as the spiritual emphasis that is required for it as well. So it's a very incredible learning tool.
That's actually really a great point, because I learned from IBC Live. I learned an awful lot from IBC Lives. And that's kind of what I want to dig into with you today. But before we get into those details, the album is available now, correct?
That's correct. On voicevision.com.
And we'll drop a link to that in show notes for sure. Voicevision.com. When will the physical CD be available? Because typically we would release this at Music Fest near the end of April. COVID-19 has disrupted those plans, and we've got an early release this year.
It has. So the process of doing a recording is that you do some post-production work, and then you mix, and then it gets mastered. And then after it's mastered, we would send it to disc makers to get the CD duplicated. This year, we've finished the mastering of the music, and the CD is at disc makers being duplicated as we speak. But I felt like, because of the situation that we're in right now and the theme of the recording, so many songs I feel like are so perfect for what we're going through with this pandemic that I wanted to go ahead and get it out. And so that's what we've done this week. We have released the recording. The only way you can get it right now is at voicevision.com. The CD itself will be out probably, I think we're scheduled to receive product about April 22nd. So if everything goes as planned, around the 22nd of April, we should have CDs. Then usually 2 or 3 weeks later is when we start putting it on iTunes and Spotify and all of that. So that's
mid-May
a little bit tentative, because this year is not a typical year.
What is a little bit typical, though, is that it's an incredible album. First of all, I went and downloaded it from voicevision.com. And as soon as I did, my son said, "Dad, can you put that on my phone too?" And the album is, of course, titled Victory. Why did you call it Victory? What's the story behind that title?
I had one of the students tell me that for several chapel services, some of the songs that are in the Victory medley had been used in the chapel services, and that it kind of had almost been, the Victory theme had almost been a theme that emerged in the worship and the chapel services at IBC this year.
Okay.
And I like to do a medley of songs that are good for worship, because I mentioned a couple reasons for doing a project. One of the other reasons I like to do the projects every year is because we have churches who look to us to provide them with material to use in their services. And I found that the worship medleys that we've done through the years have been something that have been very well received. And so that is the reason that we wound up doing Victory. as the victory medley that we put on the project. And then when I got to thinking about it, many of the songs had that positive message of the Lord and leaning on Him for victory, and the God that we serve has never lost a battle, and those type themes throughout the entire project. And so it just came very easy to make victory the title for the project.
And the album, this is a first, if I'm not mistaken, as well. It's a two-disc set with 16 songs, an hour and a half of music. It's like a tour de France, right? So why did you choose to go with 16 songs, and what was it like pulling that off for a live recording?
Well, that is a first. Typically, we do about 12 or 13 songs because you're limited in the number of minutes that you can put on a disc. Mm-hmm. It always drives me crazy every year because I always want to try to get every minute filled on a CD. And there have been times, actually in the last 2 or 3 years, where we had a song that wouldn't fit. And so we would make it like a bonus track that would only be on iTunes, but it would not actually be on the disc. And so this year, as I was, I usually wind up with more songs than we can record. Mm-hmm. And we learn the songs, and you can just kind of tell the songs that resonate with the choir, and they seem to mean more to them. Uh-huh. And so that is, it's not anything that I can necessarily, I don't have like a rubric necessarily for choosing songs, but
it's difficult to quantify. Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. And this year I kept cutting songs down, and we got to 16, and I just couldn't cut anything. And it kept getting closer to time. We were a week or two out, and I was still at 16. And so I just made the decision, we're going to record them all, and we'll just see what happens. We may cut some of them later if something doesn't go well. And then after the night of the recording, it was like every song went so well, and I just couldn't imagine it. It was almost like, you know, getting rid of one of your kids. And so I just like said, you know, we've got to do all of these. And at first my thought was, we'll put what we can on the CD, and then we'll put the rest on iTunes as a bonus track. Mm-hmm. And then the thought crossed my mind, what if we did a two CD set? We could include them all on the CD. And so we checked into that, and it was a doable thing. So that's what we wound up deciding to do.
That's awesome. I'm glad we did it. It was a great night for sure. And I would venture to guess, and I don't think it's too far of a stretch to say that there are a lot of churches that are going to be blessed with the work, the hours, the sacrifice that took place to make this thing happen. Now, you reference the songs as kind of a kid, and I know you're not supposed to have favorite children, but what about favorite songs? Do you have a favorite song, or is there one that sticks out to you as emblematic of the theme for this album?
You know, probably whatever day you ask me, I might say a different one. But one that kind of really has stood out to me as far as one of our cover songs that is my favorite, and it wasn't at first, it really grew on me, is Never Lost. Mm-hmm. And then obviously our original songs, there is a number of those who I felt like are turned out so well, but the one name is such a catchy one, I think.
Yeah.
Sticks in your head. And then also Nothing Compares as well. Both of those are original songs, and
okay, I think
so usable and great songs.
So another song that I'd like some background on is, of course, Never Lost, which you just mentioned. London Angel has such a unique voice. Kind of give us a little bit of the story behind, what do you like about Never Lost, and why did you choose that one?
Two of my students, Abigail and Jaysa, came to me with that song and said they really liked it. And so I said, and I listened to it and I liked it too. And so I said, you learn the vocals on it and teach it to the choir, and I'll see what I think about it. They actually taught it to the choir, and the vocals are pretty challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So I wound up changing it to a chorale song instead of choir. The song really grew on me as we went along. The lyrics, of course, about you've never lost a battle.
Yeah.
And then, of course, London's very unique voice as well is I think, a huge plus for that song. That's why I just felt like we had to have it on the recording.
Can you share a little bit of those lyrics kind of that really spoke to you, that made you say, this one has got to be on the album?
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. Right now, I know you're able, and my God will come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things because you've never lost a battle, and I know you never will.
Cool message for an opener.
The first song, it kind of sets the tone for the whole recording, I feel.
Absolutely. And you also named a couple of originals that were shall we say, stand out. I thought every one of the originals were incredible, as you did. That's why they're on the album. But you named Nothing Compares, which I didn't even realize that was an original. It's that incredible. And then One Name is another one. What kind of stuck out, or what did the students really seem to get behind about those?
Nothing Compares is actually written by Jessica DiGiovanni.
Okay.
And I basically just... The story behind that song is I said, I need a good upbeat opener song. Almost all of our original songs are slow. And so I want you to write us one. And she kind of laughed and said, okay, I'll do that. And she came back to me in a couple of days and said, the Lord gave me a song. I was in my van riding, and a song just came to me, and like almost in like one setting, she had the whole song.
Have you come to exalt the name of Jesus? Come on, our God is great and greatly to be praised. He's deserving of everything that we can give. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing compares to your Lord. Oh, nothing compares to your love and kindness. You give life to me. Life to me.
jealous.
I said, awesome. Well, let's teach it to the choir, the next choir rehearsal we had. And she did. She got it ready and taught it. And immediately I could tell that's a winner.
Yeah.
And it's a great song. And she's so talented.
Sure.
Then One Name is by Cassidy Sanders. And the victory theme is in this song. And it was not something that was planned. It was the title of the project came later. But the chorus says, I'm no longer a slave to sin. I have been born again. No enemy has a hold on me. I'm walking in victory. Great song. The bridge says, you gave me a new name, took my guilt and shame. I will give you praise. You washed my sins away. I won't believe the lie of the enemy. I am born again and set free. I'm walking in victory.
Wow. And that wasn't intentional to have that theme run through. It was just spirit led, which is super cool. So I've got a question, Dr. Anderson. You've gone through the process of writing songs and listening to songs that have been written for 21 albums now. What is that process like from beginning to end? So from concept and driving down the road in your van or getting a group of students together to write a song to putting it in your iTunes and hitting play?
Well, I often equate it to like birthing a baby because it is a process. You have to have vision from the beginning on it, and from the concept of writing the song. We actually have a something that we call a new song expo.
Okay.
We have once or twice a year where I allow students to present their new songs to everybody. By setting a date for those, obviously the week or so before, you know how humans are. If they don't have a date, sometimes they won't come through with something like that. So we've had some great songs. This past year, we probably had close to 20 songs presented. So we wound up choosing 6 of them. Some other great songs.
So those are all original.
A lot more time to produce.
Okay.
Say again.
So the 20 songs that were presented, all of those were original songs.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, some of them needed to go back to the drawing board and have some more work done on them.
Mm-hmm.
But almost all of them had potential. But because of original songs take a lot more time because you are literally on a blank canvas when you start.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a cover song, you have something to imitate. So it does take a lot more time.
Yeah, the vocal parts have already been written, and it's all, you're exactly right. You're just redoing it. Now, one of those cover songs is When I Shout, Testify. And personally, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but this is one of my favorite songs. And I want to get some background on it, but the first time, thinking back to the first time IBC sang this song at Mid-America Renewal Conference. I took out my phone. Let's go ahead and say it was before the song ended, but it was probably like as the first verse was ending. And I started searching lyrics. And the bridge, when you get to the bridge and 200 young people start declaring, "My past erased. My name, he changed. Let's testify."
My past erased. My name, he changed. Let's testify. Oh, come on. We got to proclaim that in this place. My past erased. My name, he changed. Let's testify. Let's testify. My past erased. My name, he changed. Let's testify.
It's just like, oh my gosh, how do we find these gems? What's the story behind you finding When I Shout Testify?
Well, that's the When I Shout is actually If I Shout was how it was originally written and recorded by Jason Crabb. We liked When I Shout better, so we changed it to When I Shout. And then the recording that I heard of the song was when FAC and Maryville did it. Their choir sang it.
Okay.
And the interesting thing is that the bridge that you just quoted the lyrics from are actually written by Fallon Erickson. And she added that part to it. So the If I Shout is, or When I Shout is by Jason Crabb. And then she wrote the bridge, which really makes the song come alive.
Yeah.
She is not IBC alumni, but we will claim her because her husband is.
All right. I like it. Another track that is so powerful is Baptize Us Again. And let's take a quick little listen to the chorus of that. So, Dr. Anderson, can you tell us about how you found this one and why you selected it?
So, this song is actually written by another IBC alumni, their spouse.
Okay.
Yolanda Foster Deegan attended IBC. She was actually a freshman my very first year 25 years ago.
Okay.
And her husband, Chris Deegan, wrote that song and another song that we also recorded on this particular project.
Wow.
And one of my students, a couple of my students are pretty big fans of their work and brought those songs to me. The students, I really like for the students to have a very integral part in selecting the songs, because if they're going to be singing them, they have to be able to feel them.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's going to come from their heart, they have to be able to. So that really helps with the, if they're connected to the song,
sure,
you can tell it, you know.
Yeah.
And so that Caitlin found that one, and she also had her teach it.
That is so cool. Well, the obvious song that the entire student body and the choir resonate with is the Victory Medley. And I want to play just a little clip of the title track here for our listeners to be able to hear the Victory Medley. So Dr. Anderson, if there is something that you want this album to accomplish and minister to people during this time, what would you say that that is?
It's such a time of uncertainty for all of us because none of us have ever lived through anything like this. And I think it's very important that we have a message of victory. And if we, people like me, I've lived for the Lord my whole life, and the Lord has brought me through some incredible things. I have a testimony. I think this is going to be a testimony for all of us when we get through this, and the Lord is going to bring us through. And that's as the song says, I'm going to see a victory, is one of the songs in this medley. And the other one is, this is how I fight my battles. The song doesn't, one of the things I don't necessarily like about the song is it doesn't really say how you fight your battles, but it's obvious that the way you fight your battles is you worship through those. And I think that's going to be a very important thing. And then the other song in the medley is Surrounded. And it may look like I'm surrounded, but we know that God's going to fight our battles for us. And that's how I feel about what we're going through right now. Those are new songs, but some of the songs that have really meant a lot is 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, and some of those songs that we've sang our whole life, it's the same theme of victory our new songs are about as well.
Well, Dr. Anderson, thank you so much for your time and for being a part of Indiana Bible College for 25 years and now here a part of the Indiana Bible College podcast. We're so grateful to have you back on again.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody who's listening for supporting IBC Music. And I think you will not be disappointed to go right now, if you have not already done so, and download Victory at voicevision.com.
Absolutely.